News Talk Breakfast, in association with AIR, supporting your business on our mobile network right across Ireland.
Now, you might have seen a right old ding-dong row on the news the other day between Father Sean Healy, Director of Social Justice Ireland, and the Secretary-General of the Department of Public Expenditure during the National Economic Dialogue in Dublin Castle. In case you missed it, here's a snapshot of what happened.
It's not credible for a number of reasons. First of all, it doesn't gel with the experience, I think, of many Irish people.
If you don't like Michael Green's data, Sean, you bring your data. Let's see your data, as opposed to suppositions and general sense of where you think the economy. CSO.ie, look at it.
Okay,
it.
So I'm going
to. It's really insulting, Robert.
Please.
And we actually go to a lot of trouble to point out what is going well in Ireland. We publish it. You can read it on our website. You can buy the book. We'd actually give you a copy of the book for nothing.
Okay, the point of contention between the two men was a study by Social Progress Index. It found Ireland was 11th in the world at translating economic growth into social progress. The CEO of Social Progress Index, Michael Green, you heard him mentioned by one of the two protagonists in that debate a moment ago, joins us on the line now. Michael, start by telling us, what exactly is the Social Progress Index?
So the Social Progress Index is a comprehensive measure of how a country is doing, based entirely on social and environmental indicators. There are no economic indicators like GDP in the model. We're measuring directly the real what matters to people in their real lives.
How do you measure that?
So we've screened hundreds of different measures and chosen 52 different indicators taken from the United Nations and other trusted global sources, measuring all the things from do I have enough food to eat to do I live in a tolerant society.
Okay, and you found, and this came up at the forum the other day, you found Ireland does quite well. Tell us where we rank in terms of the index.
So we've ranked 128 countries on the Social Progress Index, and Ireland comes in 11th, a bit behind the Nordics, but ahead of countries like France and the United States. Ireland's in a top grouping of 14 countries, are kind of the Premier League of social progress. They're the highest performing countries in the world.
Do you have the level of detail that kind of tells you where we're strong and maybe where we're not quite as good? I mean, obviously the overall picture is pretty good, but do you have that kind of detail that tells us where we're particularly strong and maybe where we're not quite so good?
Yeah, so the first thing to say is that even though countries that are in this top tier are not perfect, even the best performing country in the world, Denmark, has areas to improve. For Ireland, there's some pretty clear messages. Ireland is surprisingly weak on the issue of water and sanitation. That seems to be an issue that's very fixable, where Ireland's doing not so well compared to other developed countries. Environmental quality is also an area of weakness. I'd also be concerned about shelter, where we're seeing issues around affordable housing, and also on sort of health issues. Ireland's maybe a little bit behind, but there has been a bit of improvement in that in the past few years.
Where do we do well?
And well, there's two particular areas of strength. One is the quality of the higher education system. And then secondly, Ireland is second in the world on tolerance and inclusion. And this is a really sort of important area because one is it's good to be a tolerant society. But also in a study by Deloitte, they demonstrated that tolerant societies are better at attracting foreign direct investment. So that way, social progress actually can be a driver of longer term economic success.
Just to go back to one of our weaknesses, environmental quality, what does that refer to?
So a couple of things there. One was around wastewater treatment being an issue, but also biodiversity and habitat. And also, like a lot of other countries in the world, Ireland is not exempt from struggling with the challenges of climate change.
Okay. It's really interesting. Oh, I mean, overall, you're saying we do pretty good. We do pretty well.
Yeah. So Ireland is performing within the range you'd expect for a country of this wealth. So Ireland's doing okay, but could do better, like every country in the world.
Okay. I know you are kind of a spectator, but your presentation at the forum, it prompted quite a debate between Father Sean Healy of Social Justice Ireland and the Secretary General, Robert Watt, of the Department of Public Expenditure. Sean Healy's argument was, I think, saying, yeah, well, look, that was interesting, but it doesn't actually, it contradicts what people on the ground are feeling. And I'm just curious, what would your response be to that?
Well, I've now had the time to look at some of the numbers because Father Sean said that there was another measure he had where Ireland did much worse. And I discovered that our ranking places Ireland fifth in the EU and his ranking places Ireland seventh within the EU. And when we look at it, he counts Luxembourg, we don't. So basically, we have a disagreement about whether Belgium is better than Ireland or not. That's what it all came down to.
Okay. But the overall message is, you know, we're doing pretty well. We could do a bit better, but we're doing pretty well.
Yeah, there are important still things to be done. There's always room for improvement, but doing okay.
There you go. We're doing okay. We'll leave it there. Michael Green, CEO of Social Progress Index. Thanks indeed for talking to us this morning.
News Talk Breakfast in association with AIR, supporting your business on our mobile network right across Ireland.